Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday going to be quite a bit better, especially Saturday through like Monday. We'll be in the 80s with some rain and a front coming in on Friday, so we're looking forward to that.
It's not bad, especially since football season started up. I got three kiddos doing that, so it's that time of year where it gets pretty hot, and help coach some of those Y League teams. So
we
have to make sure we give them plenty of breaks.
Yeah, how old are the football players now?
See, I got a freshman, a fourth grader, and a first grader.
I think I saw on your Facebook that you had a freshman at, you know, real football practice. Kind of a different deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting this year having him playing, and so it'll be a lot of fun. Although logistically, my wife and I are really trying to figure out how we're going to make all that work, because I think he has some games maybe on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, and then
sure.
The others we practice three or four nights a week, and then those games will be on Saturday. And depending on when the game times are, one of us may be going one direction, the other another. So anyhow, it's that time of year, and it's busy. You'll be experiencing that, I'm sure, with all the sports programming you guys do for the various local teams.
Yeah, for sure. It's a busy time of year. Back to school. Bartlesville Public School starts tomorrow, and I'm sure, you know, with the bank that you guys are probably involved with stuff, people that need to make some big purchases perhaps for some kiddos that are going back to school, whether it be lots of different things the bank can help when you've got some college-aged kids that are going, might need to make some big purchases.
Yeah, that's one thing this time of year. It's nice seeing all the social media posts about the kids going off to school, and so I know a lot of families maybe thinking, like I just said, I got a freshman, so we have started having some talks about different colleges and things like that. So as folks start having those conversations and thinking about where their kiddo will go to school, or maybe needing a new vehicle for college, or setting back a savings plan, we would love to sit down with you and try to navigate that and get that process started to help you get that kiddo off to school and get them what they need. And that could include a lot of different things on the banking side. Maybe you need to transfer money every so often to those kids, ACH, AFT. We just rolled out Google and Apple Pay through the mobile app, so everybody's been excited about that. I don't do a lot of that. My wife uses that a lot more than I would, but I do know that it is a nice feature and a nice product and service for everybody that uses that. So we're excited that we have gotten that rolled out. And then on the other side of that, you got a kiddo going off to college. You can use any ATM in the state of Oklahoma, well, anywhere really, but certainly in the state of Oklahoma, if you got a kiddo going off to college, and we will waive up to 10 ATM transactions a month per card. So if you got a kiddo going off to college and they can have their account right here, even though we're not wherever they're at, and they need money out of the ATM, we're not going to charge them for 10 transactions.
That's even the interesting thing about banking, and I'm not all that old, I'm 30, but I can remember when I had my first checking account when I was 14 or 15 years old, when I got the first job or started to actually get some kind of money. And of course, there was always less than $100 in there, but I had I had something where, you know, you went to the bank you went to the bank to get cash, I went to the bank to deposit my check and all that good stuff. And now with smartphones especially, and you mentioned Google and Apple Pay too, there's a lot of different ways everyone can do everything from your phone or on the internet. So if someone was looking to set up an account for their kid who was going off to college or whatever, I'm sure you guys have a lot of different ways you can do pretty much, I would guess, anything you can do inside the bank for the most part on your app or on the website.
Yes, sir. We can set that account up, believe it or not, electronically, and get that opened and get everything going. And then, as you said, a lot of the apps allow you to do virtually anything. I mean, you can deposit a check from your phone. You know, you got the remote deposit where you take a picture of the check and you endorse it, you send it in, and it goes right into your account. And so there's a lot of products and services that allow you not to have a branch right beside of you. Wherever you're at, you can transact your business. You can do that from your couch, your desk, your office. I wouldn't recommend driving in your car, but everywhere else you can virtually do it from a laptop, phone, and so it's pretty amazing where the banking technology unfortunately I'm a little bit older than 30, and so I've seen where I was around when ATMs were kind of a scarcity and then not a big deal, like you said, where you always went in the bank and you deposit your check, got cash out or whatever, went to the drive through. And technology has greatly advanced over my 27 years doing this job. And so it's pretty amazing, and still got a lot of people that like that personal touch and service. And of course, you got a lot of other people that it's not a big deal. They don't care whether they come to the bank or not. They just need to be able to transact and get things done that they need to. And so we can facilitate both of those client needs and relationships. And obviously want the opportunity just to sit down and see what products and services best suit that situation or need or that particular client.
Trevor Dorsey with us from Regent Bank, one-on-one with a professional here on K1, 85 degrees. It is 9:37. You mentioned Google and Apple Pay, and there probably are some people listening that maybe don't even know exactly what that is. Why don't you go ahead and kind of explain it for us?
Well, you know, through Google and Apple Pay, you know, you can do a lot of purchases and other things right through your app, Again, I'm not real savvy with that technology, but I know my wife does a lot of that. Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, those kind of things where, you know, if the kids need something and it's something maybe you can't get in Bartlesville or something you need quick and you've got to order that, you can do it right there from your phone and transact all that kind of business. And so, again, it's just a convenience product that's right there at your fingertips to where you can get all those things done that you need to. And pretty excited that we've got that. For quite a while now, we've had a lot of customers asking about that. And so we've been working on it and finally got it rolled out, I believe, last month. So
yeah, and there's some things, like you said, I'd like to shop here when you can, but there's sometimes when I'm out of town, for instance, when we need to take an Uber, we were on a vacation, we had to take an Uber. Well, you've got to attach that thing to your money somehow or mm-hmm. another. And I don't know why or another, but I set mine up with my Venmo account because I have that to send money to friends or family when you're needing to just kind of electronically send somebody $15 for dinner or they picked up something for you or whatever. And anymore, there's a lot of things that maybe you need when you're out and about or buying something on the internet that if you're going to need an easy way to kind of connect that with your money and sometimes having some of that Google, Apple Pay or Venmo is a way to just connect that to your account to make it a little bit easier than trying to set something else new up or whatever. I already had the Venmo, so I didn't want to do it on anything else, so I just went ahead and set it up that way. And I would guess that the convenience factor when you're having to go out and about and buy things on your phone or computer is one of the main reasons why that's probably taken off.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think you're right. Like you said, Uber was a good example. I know one example, maybe paying your babysitter. We have different things where we have sitters for kids, and my wife's able to do that. We may have to pay the dog groomer or shop locally, but even locally, you know, you may be ordering food online and you're going to go pick it up, or, you know, you got a hair appointment or whatever you're doing. You know, a lot of that stuff can be done electronically. I haven't quite upgraded to that status yet, but
I don't like to do it that much either, to be quite frank with you. And I'm not even all that young, but I don't like to. I like to go in and see people at the bank sometimes too. It's nice to know that they know who you are and they know your face. And obviously, you guys have that branch. How long has the branch downtown been open now?
Let's see. We've been open for, I guess, about 9 months, and we're at 422 South Dewey. And you can't miss this, the big mural on the wall, which depicts kind of the historic scenery of Bartlesville with Wool Rock and the Price Tower and the community center and a lot of local historical venues and so it was really neat to get that mural on there. Well, it's a wrap, which is kind of weird, like a car wrap, but
right.
But it looks like a mural, and it's
sure.
It's really neat. And so we remodeled that building down there, and so it's been exciting. You get a lot of traffic in and out of there, and we're right at the intersection of Dewey and Fifth, so it's a pretty hot traffic area, and see a lot of people during the day walking, maybe not the last week or so because of the heat, maybe in the morning or afternoon,
sure.
But You know, that's one unique thing about Bartlesville that's pretty cool, is you see a lot of people walking during the daytime downtown, and so a lot of people can walk from their businesses or their offices and come in the bank and transact business when they need, rather than driving over. But we're a convenient location for everybody, and we got a drive-through there. So if you need to just whip through and get something done quick without coming in and out of the bank, well, you can do that. So we're excited that we have that location. Been in Nowata for ever, and that had always been kind of the branch that serviced Bartlesville or Washington County, and now that we're here, it allows us to service these clients that we have here a lot easier. And of course, develop new relationships. Also, we, you know, got relationships maybe in Osage County and like Caney, Kansas, Ramona. So it's a little bit closer locale for all those clients and relationships that we have. And you know, we have all the traditional banking products and services. We do commercial banking, ag banking, consumer. Mortgage, have all the depository products. We do have some insurance products if people have insurance needs. So full service operation again, and just love to get you in the bank and let you see the facility. It is pretty new, and so it has changed a lot from what it was before. Give you the nickel tour and introduce you to staff. A lot of the I guess everybody in there is familiar faces locally that a lot of people will know. And so we're excited to be here, and not been here a full year yet, but it's been a good year, even though we've had COVID and some economic experiences that have gone along with that. But the PPP program, and then some of the programs that the state did, and now the city with some of that funding, has really helped at least our local community and economy continue to be positive. And so hopefully I know numbers are spiking, but hopefully when we get into the fall here, that'll trend back like it did before, and that we won't see any further economic drag.
I know when the city of Bartlesville was in for City Matters on Monday, Jason Munninger, who's the accountant with the city, said that the last month's sales tax was up 10.5%, I think, versus this time last year, and obviously last year was a little deflated, and maybe they're thinking this year is a little inflated because of some of the federal government and the money that they've put in people's pockets. But I know the one thing he mentioned is they're hoping that maybe that changed spending habits a little bit, maybe got people wanting to stay here rather than drive down to Tulsa or whatever to eat or shop or what have you. So certainly compared with the years past, as far as Bartlesville, that money's getting spent somewhere here in town. So that's good news for everybody.
You know, and while it was a negative in some regards, it was a positive for the city. I think we had budgeted in the city that we were going to have a dip in sales tax, and we actually had a little bit of an increase last year, and I think that trend is continued into 21, and I would say that's primarily due to people shopping local. And you know, as a local banker, I encourage everybody to keep those dollars local. I know sometimes people think that they have to go to Tulsa or somewhere else to do their shopping, but you know, honestly, we have about everything that you need here in Bartlesville, and encourage everybody to shop local for that simple reason, is the people that own and operate the businesses here are local folks, and also those sales tax dollars go to pay for your fire, your police, your streets, your water infrastructure. And so I think that Bartlesville has done a tremendous job in supporting those local businesses during this economic hardened time due to COVID, and that's been really positive. And I think that trend has continued, and like you said, hopefully that will have changed some habits where people continue to focus on shopping local, because that makes a big difference to all of our local retailers, vendors, suppliers, and those are the people that we try to take care of as clients, and so it helps them for sure.
Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. Trevor, why don't you go ahead and tell us where both your locations are, and a little bit about websites, social media, all that stuff.
All right. Well, we have our location here in Bartlesville at 422 South Dewey Avenue, and in Nowata, we're at 105 North Maple. You can reach us at 918-907. Golly, I can't remember the main line number here.
He's got to whip out his phone.
Yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes my parents have to look at their phone to remember.
I always forget our main line number, but it's 918-907-3580. I was going to say 3585, so I'm glad. Look, there, 3580 is the last four, and then you can also look us up at www.regentbank.com, and you can get on there, and the site's pretty easy to navigate, and you can find out, you know, whatever particular product or service you think you need, you can look out there, and then when you call in to that main number, you'll get directed, whether that's to Bartlesville or Nowata, to whoever if you've got a banker already that you need to get with, they'll get you to who you need, and we can get you some quotes on the products and services and things that you're looking at, and I'd love to get you in the bank and sit down with you to see maybe if we can figure out something that might be a little bit better than what you're thinking as far as how to navigate or get the product or service that most benefits you.
Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. Trevor, we appreciate it. Thank you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid